probably the experience that most directly led me to medicine was living in a Buddhist monastery in California, and then another one in Honduras. And I think during that time, I really let go of a lot, like a lot of ego, and I really started seeing the importance of humility and service. And I found my deepest sense of joy when I was really feeling both of those things. So, I don't share this with a lot of people here. And you know, I don't know why that is, but you know, I'm going to bare my soul right now, is that, you know, while living in that monastery, I remember just knowing that whether I'm sweeping floors or, you know, if I became a nurse and was changing diapers every day, becoming a doctor, that I would serve and work in the same way, no matter what I was doing. You know, working with humility, working to serve others, just working with a sense of purity. And it was that attitude that allowed me to go into medicine, because I think earlier on I would have had way too much ego to be like, oh, well, if I go into medicine, then, you know, if I fail at something, then my ego will be horribly damaged and it'll just be horrible. But knowing that I could sweep floors for the rest of my life and be happy, I don't mind, like, failing horribly, which, you know, as medical students, we do every other day. You know, we are constantly humiliated by upperclassmen or attendings or whoever who call us out, and we'll forget things and, you know, misplace, you know, other things. So that has helped me tremendously. And I would say that my path in medical school, in some ways, maybe it started out much more difficult, but it's actually been really easy in a lot of ways, because I've let go of so much that I think is what makes medical school so difficult, are those struggles with ego, which I see a lot of my classmates dealing with. And so even if for some reason I don't continue on in medical school, I don't think that will really matter. I think it's really how we work rather than what exactly we're doing and what our title is. I do really love everything that I'm learning, and I love the sciences, and I love being able to care for people. And as I am going down this path, I'm realizing, I mean, I always knew what a privilege it would be, but I'm also realizing that more and more, you know, as I get to look inside of people's bodies, for example, and, you know, not many people get to do that. And so I'm even more humble. I think meditation teaches you to be present. And I think when someone is constantly present, no matter what they're doing, they're in the state of awe, because there's everything is new, everything is beautiful, and so it doesn't matter what you're doing or what's happening around you. Even, you know, if something horrible, to me, I don't know, it feels weird talking about it in such an abstract, like, esoteric sense, you know, and I think, I don't know, maybe I just assume that a lot of my classmates are on just a different level, you know. That could totally be false. But I think, yeah, it should be something. I think we should I mean, I know I could facilitate it just by being honest, you know, starting that conversation. I mean, on a broader scale, I don't know, but I think it's, you know, anything dealing with religion is something that always kind of has the potential to alienate people. And so, you know, I have a couple of super Christian classmates, there are a couple of them who are just very, very open about, you know, how much God means to them and all that. And like, that's great. That's awesome. But I know it can also be alienating to other people, maybe who don't have those same beliefs. And so they're kind of speaking different languages.